From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Shadow People. I saw a meteor dart across the sky here in Southern California. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Absolutely spectacular. Well, some of you may remember the name Yasser Arafat, the late Palestinian leader. Well, he may have been poisoned with radioactive plutonium, according to a Swiss forensic report. Arafat's official medical records say that he died in 2004 from a stroke resulting from a blood disorder, but his body was exhumed last year amid continuing claims that he was murdered by somebody. The Swiss report said the tests on the body showed unexpected high activity of plutonium, which moderately supported the poisoning theory. An expensive fight in the state of Washington over whether to label foods with genetically modified ingredients appears to have been decided largely by arguments that such labels would lead to higher grocery costs. That's what people believed, and it apparently went down to defeat. Now, to discuss this defeat of the ballot initiative for labeling GMOs in the state of Washington, GMO expert Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey, of course, the director of the award-winning film Genetic Roulette as well. It won the movie of the year. We'll talk about that in a second. Jeffrey, I can't believe it that people continue to vote down the ability to put labels on GMO foods.
Well, you said it already, George. It actually was not a referendum just on labeling GMOs. It was a disinformation campaign that got people confused. They thought they were going to be spending more money on groceries. They thought it was a poorly written bill with all sorts of exemptions created by special interests. They thought it was going to hurt farmers and then it was going to hurt businesses and hurt the economy. None of that was true. I debated the chief spokesperson against I-522 yesterday on CNBC. And it's amazing how much disinformation she was able to put into every sentence. We know from around the world in 64 countries they either ban GMOs outright or require labeling, and none have increased prices. However, imagine being a voter in Washington and receiving in the mail, mailer after mailer, seeing on TV three times an hour, hearing on the radio constantly with so-called experts saying the same thing. It was an absolute catastrophe of truth, and it was another way that the industry has shown how good they are at lying.
They're very good products. They had $11 million to fight this in the state of Washington. A number of food companies pumped that cash into the campaign. I got to tell you, though, Jeffrey, even with a disinformation campaign, I'm shocked that consumers don't see beyond that.
It's true, but, you know, they find that with ballot initiatives, if you create confusion, then people just vote no. And they have been able to create confusion with outright lies. I mean, they, for example, say, oh, If you pass this, then the chicken that you buy at the store will not be labeled, but the chicken in the chicken pot pie will be. Well, that was nonsense. It's not the chicken in the chicken pot pie. It's the soybeans and corn that are genetically engineered in the chicken pot pie. Complete lies, and yet very effective when told over and over again. This is how they work around the world. They have certain talking points that they have many, many people with credentials say over and over again, and then they say, ah, now there is a consensus. It's just the same usual suspects saying the same thing.
Well, I'm glad you're out there thumping around for us. What's new with your film, Genetic Roulette?
Well, we have an hour-long version online for free this week only at geneticroulettemovie.com. You can see the film that was awarded Movie of the Year by the Solari Report, Transformational Film of the Year by Aware Guide. It's called Genetic Roulette, and at geneticroulettemovie.com until the end of the day on Saturday, we're having a free showing week, and this is sort of to help push along the tipping point of consumer rejection. It's been the most effective tool at changing people's diet to a healthier non-GMO diet so far.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you so much. GeneticRouletteMovie.com. Two trendy French restaurants have been accused of seating guests, according to just how good-looking they are, to raise the tone of the establishments. Former hostesses have claimed that Thierry and Gilbert Costas, brothers whose group owns hotels, cinemas, restaurants, cafes in the French capital of Paris, have introduced a selection procedure for the guests. The good-looking ones are led to the good spots where they are easily seen, and the non-good-looking folks, well, they're kind of stuffed away back in the corner. True story. Twitter, by the way, has priced its initial public offering at $26 a share, a move that clears the way for the stock to start trading on Thursday. I don't know. I don't know about these internet companies, but they seem to be strong. You know, Facebook has rebounded after its debacle when it came out. Twitter priced at $26 a share. The digital age is taking out Blockbuster retail. Dish Network, which purchased Blockbuster out of bankruptcy back a few years ago, has just announced it is closing the chain's 300 remaining U.S.-based retail stores, as well as its distribution centers. 2,800 people are going to be out of work. It's over for that. There are 50 Blockbuster stores that are not owned by Dish. They'll probably stay open for a little bit. Blockbuster will continue its demand streaming service and its home brand to Dish customers. It just tells you what's going on in the digital age. Everything is streaming these days. It's amazing. Well, happy birthday to the late Jonathan Harris, the top star of Lost in Space. He played the part of Dr. Zachary Smith. Would have been 99 years old today. Our friend Bill Mumy, of course, who played Will Robinson in Lost in Space, posted on his Facebook the birthday. That's how we got the information. Jonathan Harris would have been 99 years old today. Well, a meteor or a fireball of some kind of bright light flying over the skies of Los Angeles tonight, San Diego, Southern California, as far as Arizona, Texas, people saw something. It was huge. I've seen a lot of celestial events in my life. I saw this. It was amazing to see. We're going to talk about Comet Icehorn in a moment, but let's bring in Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. Stephen, this was amazing. It was huge.
Well, George, I envy you, and good morning to, and good evening to all the Coast listeners. Wow, you've got the firsthand eyewitness account of what might be at this time of year. If I scratch my head, put on my Dr. Sky thinking cap, it looks like you probably saw what's called a torrid fireball. But describe it to us, because I'm interested to hear more.
This thing looked like the size of a dime. That's big,
you
right?
Bet.
And it broke up into several parts, and then it quickly disappeared. I mean, I saw it for about 2 seconds, but I noticed two things, because I'm used to seeing the meteors and the showers, all of them, when you talk about.
You bet.
It was very big, very big. And I'm thinking, man, did it land somewhere?
Well, that's something that probably didn't happen, but with these torrid fireballs, and that's probably where most people's eyes should be, looking, of course, at the sky all the time. But in the eastern part of the sky, as the sun, of course, sets, this is the constellation Taurus, the high probability that torrid fireballs continue. And simply what happened, George, is an object maybe the size of a grapefruit, maybe the size of a small orange, that's probably the size of maybe some of these fireballs, maybe even smaller. But the object is going what they call tangentially across the sky, meaning it's skipping like a stone would skip across the sky, and then finally made a nosedive. And I gather through the area that you're talking about, it is, well, probably with the big population areas of Southern California. I'm glad so many people got to see it.
Oh, clear skies, too. What's new with Comet Icehorn?
Well, as we continue to count on Comet Icehorn here on Coast, George, the comet is right now at plus 7.53 magnitude, simply in Earth terms. Anything fainter than plus 6 is not visible to the naked eye, but here's the good news. Go looking and look, that is, into the morning sky with a pair of binoculars. The comet itself is easy to see in a small pair of binoculars with the moon out of the way now. You know, technically, it's some 77 million miles away from the sun and still getting brighter, so we still have some hope, not maybe as much as we had before, but the big day, George, is 21 days away from now. The comet reaches what we call perihelion to the sun. That's the big make or break time. Will the comet vaporize or will it survive?
I predict vaporize.
Wow. Well, I'm kind of predicting just the opposite with my fingers crossed, George.
You're on.
Because we're hoping that the comet, as we continue to count it down here on Coast, see it in the morning sky. And the consolation prize, if you're not able to see it, George, everybody, look into the northeastern sky starting around 10:30 in the evening local time. The planet Jupiter is most magnificent, getting brighter. And if you want to quickly follow Comet Icehorn in the most amazing real time, go to www.thesky.live. drscott.com. Always good to be here, George.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Dr. Stephen Gates, Dr. Scott. Up next, I'll be talking with Dr. John Gray. His latest work, the Mars-Venus Wellness Solution for Focus. An incredible story. We're going to talk about your health in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. You know, having a little radio with good reception is always convenient to have when listening to the program at night, but finding one can be difficult. You can wander through stores for hours. You don't have to. I've got a solution for you. It's a brand new CC Pocket radio, and it's from our good friends at C Crane. The new CC Pocket AM, FM, and Weather Alert radio has great reception and audio for its size. It's simple, easy to use. It is truly a pocket-sized radio that is small enough to fit into your pocket or to keep by your pillow. It's got 5 preset buttons, very easy for the stations, runs on a couple batteries. You've got an included belt clip and earbuds. Its speaker's fantastic for its size. You can call C Crane and order the new CC Pocket Radio for $59.95 at 1-800-522-8863. That's 1-800-522-8863. You can also visit them online at ccrane.com. Don't forget, the new catalog is available. Call them again, 1-800-522-8863. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. John Gray for a couple hours with us. Split show for you tonight, certified family therapist, consulting editor of the Family Journal, and of course, noted author. He's been on my program a lot. As a matter of fact, he travels around the country with me in various conferences. You just bring the crowds, John, wherever you go. How are you?
So good to talk to you. Thank you. Happy to be on the show.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And you've been busy again. You never stop, do you? Where do you get this energy?
Well, I'm just so excited about my new book on focus. I don't think I've enjoyed writing a book more. I guess I was more focused.
A lot of people, of course, if you're brand new to the show or brand new to the genre, Dr. John Gray, of course, wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It took off like a rocket ship. And then, of course, he wrote a number of other books. This one we're talking about tonight is called The Mars-Venus Wellness Solution for Focus. And what do you mean by focus, John?
Well, focus affects all aspects of our life. And what we're seeing today is it's most dramatically witnessed in children, where they have an absence of focus, which is called attention deficit disorder, attention hyperactive disorder. So creative type kids will become distracted, disorganized. They can't remember where they put things. You know, more active, bold kids will be thrill seekers. They're restless. They can't focus on one thing. And this is like now 1 out of 5 boys is diagnosed this way, and it becomes a learning disability. And this is like an epidemic. But it's even worse because there's 2 other aspects of inhibited focus that also are affecting our kids, particularly girls. 4 times as many boys experience the symptoms I just talked about. Girls are experiencing, and some boys as well, but just not as many, is to experience hypersensitivity. So we're affected by the environment more, we're affected by the GMOs more, affected by Wi-Fi more, affected by EMFs more. And as a result, they end up with all kinds of other mood disorders and so forth. So you get the hypersensitivity children and hypercompulsive, which has often been looked at as OCD. Now we're getting more hypercompulsive kids. So what we're seeing is a hyper society. And this is a new phenomena, and the most extreme version of this, this is like an epidemic that we need to be aware of. The most extreme version is autism and Asperger's syndrome. And when we look at autism, in 1980, there was 1 out of 10,000 children were autistic. Now it's 1 out of 38 boys.
Whoa, what a difference.
It's massive. It's an epidemic. It's, you know, to raise an autistic child today is an extra $60,000 a year. And that's just the financial burden, but the time and the energy and the crisis that occurs. Well,
and the sadness too, John, watching a little child like that go through. What are some of the symptoms of ADHD?
All right, the symptoms of ADHD are a whole range, but what we look at is basically a child. And the reason I talk about this is I had ADHD and didn't even know it. So many people have it and they don't know it.
You did as a kid?
I haven't had it my whole life. And I'm 62 now. And when I turned 50, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And, you know, when you take a Parkinson's drug, a treatment, it's well known that over time it gets the condition. You can treat symptoms, but the condition gets worse and worse and worse the more the drug you take until you die. Now, when I cured that, when I saw I don't want to take medication, I found a natural solution for it. So now I've been 12 years free of it.
Good for you.
But as soon as I cured it, or we might say healed it, is I realized that I healed ADHD at the same time in my whole life I had had ADHD. Often you don't know you have something till it's gone. And for me, the way it showed up, which is a tendency of hyper-focus. So, you know, you ask me how I can write so many books, 27 books. Well, I have hyper-focus. I can just go in and focus for 15 hours or so. But for me, the end result was early Parkinson's disease, because when you have hyper anything, it's called high dopamine levels, and that actually causes brain cell degeneration, neuron death. And so what happens is people start having brain problems. You'll see this a lot. They've done research that children are, you know, people who score the highest on intelligence tests, they have four times risk of bipolar, for example. One of my brothers was bipolar. One of my brothers died of cancer. Another one died of heart disease. My younger sister with dementia. Another older brother with Alzheimer's. You know, people always say these things are genetic, but once I've understood the symptoms of ADHD, I realized my whole family had it, and it's rampant today, and it's not genetic. This is the thing I want to tell people. It's not genetic. As you see, my family had all these other symptoms. I went off to Parkinson's. But there's one condition that gives rise to all these mental issues. So for me, you asked me what was my symptom. It's lack of reading comprehension, unless I was totally focused with no distractions at all. And, you know, I couldn't just read casual literature or whatever. Now I can read anything, and my mind just absorbs it. And I don't have that high-intensity tunnel vision. So if we look at a general symptom of ADHD in adults, most experts think kids grow out of it, but it just turns into another symptom as the brain develops more and more. The biggest problem in marriages, because, you know, that's my expertise, is counseling and so forth, is men become hyper-focused on their work quite often and less interest in their relationship. Their libido drops in their relationship as well. For women, what happens, they become hyper-focused on everybody else's needs, and then they have a deficiency of focus on their own needs. You see, when you have a hyper-focus on something, you have a deficiency of attention to something else that's vital to your life.
Can you tell, John, if you look at somebody and say, that person's got ADHD?
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Well, I have to hear a little few symptoms or whatever. It's not by just looking at them.
Okay,
but, you know, you have to hear. But basically, there's not a person, now that I understand what ADHD is, it's hyper. It's called attention deficit hyper disorder. You add hyper to anything. So all children are naturally different. Some kids are, like, really fun and playful. That's by nature. They become hyper that way. And then they can't clean up their room. They can't organize their life. They forget things. They can't put things in order. You wait to the last minute. You know, I used to think this was just my own, just who I am, is I'd wait to the last minute to do things. So I have to create little emergencies. And to a certain sense, that's one form of ADHD. It's a normal behavior. Some people are just more that way. But then when you add ADHD to it, it becomes hyper behavior. It can be mood disorder, then it becomes hyper mood disorder. So everything becomes hyper when you have this one condition in the brain, which is called brain injury. Now, I know people all go, well, gee, I haven't had a concussion. What's that about? Concussion will cause it, and it will just get worse and worse the rest of your life unless you treat it. I have parents like that I work with where a child gets a concussion and playing soccer, and suddenly that child can't read anymore. That child has, fidgety behavior, social skill problems, and so forth. And the parent goes, what do I do? And they don't have any treatment for it other than giving kids drugs, which are similar to methamphetamines and cocaine. That's called Ritalin and Adderall.
Right. Actually, methamphetamine was a prescribed drug years ago, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was, and it still is. It's just under another name of Adderall.
Huh.
They're just the same thing. They work through the same pathways. Ritalin works through the same pathways as cocaine, and Adderall works through the pathways of crystal meth. They're the same thing. They're considered by the FDA class 2 narcotics. Okay, so they have warnings. You know, this can cause heart disease. This can kill you. But more importantly, and in Canada, Adderall has been banned even. And yet here it's given to 6-year-olds. This is like it's like a huge epidemic, and parents don't know what to do. If they say your child has ADHD, they'll say, if you don't give them this drug, Child Protection Agency will take your child away from you. And that is happening in some places.
And they actually do that?
Yes, they've done that in different places. This is shocking stuff. Parents, think about it. This is, when we talk about one out of five boys being diagnosed, we're talking about being treated with a drug like cocaine and methamphetamine. And what happens is that the long-term research shows that it does, for 70% of children, it does create dramatic improvement for a short period of time. After 3 years, there's absolutely no improvement. And after 8 years, there's absolutely nothing different in their life from other children with ADHD. Now, from my point of view, as a parent, if that was my only option, then I would say, well, at least give them 3 years of some improvement. But the reality is there are these long-term side effects that are not yet studied, which I have observed and point out in my new book. But more importantly, when you're thinking, the big conversation is always, do I give them drugs? Do I not give them drugs? Why even have that conversation when there are natural solutions? That's what I found.
Let's hold on for a second, John. We're at the break. We're going to come back in a moment. Of course, next hour, we'll take phone calls with Dr. John Gray. And if you are or have a child that does have ADHD, please call in next hour. I will take our calls next hour with Dr. John Gray as we talk about his latest work, the Mars Venus Wellness Solution for Focus. And welcome back, Dr. John Gray with us. I've got these new headsets, and they're just amazing. And so the sound of those Skinwalker screams scares the living daylights out of me. John, how'd you like to wake up to that sound? My gosh. So let's get back into this. As you were talking about, you know, the side effects of all of this, let me ask you this too. Is compulsive disorder similar to ADHD?
Well, it's not diagnosed that way, so the term compulsive disorder is a diagnosis. But what I found in my research in my new book is the same condition that creates ADHD hyperactive, ADHD distracted, also creates compulsive disorder and also creates sensory disorder. Sensory disorder is the one that's most undiagnosed. These are children who can't handle the sound of a chalk. Now, a lot of people can't handle it, but imagine multiplying that times 10. And these are the children who particularly are affected a lot by electronics, and they're having all kinds of sickness and diseases. But all of these conditions comes from a certain form of brain injury, which later on causes divorce, lack of commitment in our relationships. Later on, then causes heart disease, diabetes. All these conditions come from the same problem. That's what I'm so excited about in this book, because once you isolate the problem, you then have a natural solution can be applied for everybody. And a few variations, of course. But the last, if you live long enough, if you're over 70, one out of three Americans will have dementia and Alzheimer's because of this same condition. So a hint to it is the molecule that your body makes to protect the brain from injury. And what's the number one cause of injury is sugar. High blood sugar is the number one cause of injury to the brain.
Tom Hanks just announced he's got type 2 diabetes, John.
Yeah. Well, that's the pathway onto dementia, Alzheimer's, if people live long enough, if they don't experience heart disease first. But what you end up with, high blood sugar causes free radical damage in the brain, which doesn't have to cause all these problems if your body also makes something called glutathione. If you take people who are healthy, their body makes lots of glutathione. If you take people who have diabetes, people with Alzheimer's, children with autism, Asperger's, ADD, ADHD, obsessive compulsive disorder, learning difficulties, all of those things, throw them all in one basket, none of those people are making glutathione. And what keeps us from making glutathione? High insulin levels due to high blood sugar, lots of blood sugar, high insulin levels are soft drinks and sugar-free drinks, those ones with the artificial sweeteners, they inhibit the liver's ability to make glutathione. Now, that's one aspect. I talk about 12 causes in my book. The number one reason why there's so many children with Asperger's and autism, ADHD, is Tylenol. Tylenol, the fever suppressant, is the number one cause of suppression of glutathione. Now, all autistic children, the only hope for them in many of the therapies they're trying to help them with is glutathione injections rather than helping the body make its own glutathione. And then the answer is right in front of us. You know, sometimes the giant elephant in the room, people don't see it. In Cuba, they have the same vaccination system that we have in America. You know, there's been this association with autism and vaccinations. And I've been talking for 12 years. It's not just the vaccination. The vaccination has, we all know this. This is not conspiracy or anything. In a vaccination, there's something called MSG. MSG is a neurotoxin along with formaldehyde. These vaccinations need these neurotoxins to stimulate your immune reaction. Now, your body can protect itself with a fever, but doctors foolishly tell parents to give your children fever suppressants or Tylenol, and Tylenol is known to suppress glutathione, the very molecule that will protect the brain from the brain damage. In Cuba, where they use the same vaccinations, which have been increasing, 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 they have no autism, no increase in autism in Cuba, but the number goes from 1 out of 10,000 in America all the way up to 1 out of 38. It's as they increase vaccinations, suddenly what happens is you get more autism. And there is a direct link, but what causes it is the fever suppressant. Mothers who take fever suppressants during pregnancy have a 400% greater risk of giving birth to children with ADHD and also 300% risk of giving birth to children who have autism.
So if you're a parent, though, John, and you don't want to give your child prescription drugs, and that's their choice, what do they do?
Well, that's why I've written a whole book on natural solutions. And through the book, I even give people links to every single condition that you can find a natural solution for. Because Tylenol, the ingredient that suppresses glutathione production in the liver, which causes all these brain injuries. Now, Tylenol, the ingredient is acetaminophen. It's in 600 different over-the-counter medicines.
Yeah. And there are warnings about that, right?
Say that again?
There's warnings about that.
There's warnings. If you take too much, they don't explain it causes brain damage. What they say is it kills you. There's over 90,000 hospital cases, 500 people die a year accidentally taking Tylenol and those types of drugs. They're over the counter, over 90,000 hospital entries, and the thing they give them is something which is a natural supplement that everybody should be taking, and it's called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Now, that's how I cured my own ADHD, is taking undenatured whey protein, which is proven to produce 5 times more glutathione. And NAC is also a supplement that people can take, but it works particularly to help the brain. It needs to also be used with glutathione and vitamin C. Vitamin C, an animal makes, whenever an animal has injury, they'll make 200 times more vitamin C to heal the injury.
To heal up, yeah.
Yeah. So humans can't make vitamin C, we have to take it. But we can't take 200 times more than the dose of an orange, say, which is all you need. If you have an infection, you need 200 times more, or more even. So the body makes glutathione, and glutathione combined with vitamin C recycles the vitamin C so it has the effect of 200 times more vitamin C. But if you take Tylenol to suppress your fever, if you have a fever or if you have pain, and you take any pain pill, Vicodin, OxyContin, all of these pain pills that people are taking suppress glutathione and lead the pathway to eventual brain injury, which causes various different symptoms of brain problems.
There are so many things out there that people just aren't aware of, John. It's truly remarkable. I'm glad there are people like you that bring this to the forefront. I mean, it's frightening, isn't it?
It's completely frightening. I mean, as scary as can be. Now, here, add another dimension to it. If your child happens to have, when they get the brain injury, if their tendency is to be more of a sensitive child, okay, the more sensitive child, they are affected one way. Children who are more active are affected another way. Children more creative are affected. You know, we all have our differences, but whatever your differences are, once you have brain injury, there's a hyper difference. It becomes hyper. You become hypersensitive. What happens in the brain is two major shifts. One of them is something called the myelin sheath. The myelin sheath is like the covering of a wire. You have trillions of neural connectors in the brain, and you have this sheath, this covering around it. And when you produce energy, when the body makes energy, it produces free radicals. Those free radicals are neutralized by glutathione, which is 1,000 times more powerful than any antioxidant food you could take. You know, we're all talking about the foods we have to worry about. More importantly, is our body can make this so much better and protect that myelin sheath in the brain. So when the sheath, the covering starts to get thinner and thinner, then the world starts shooting at us. And for some children, it's hypersensitivity. And so to compensate, they become hyper desensitized. So they're shutting off the world. And that's an autistic child. They can't even look you in the eyes. They have no sense of social connection. They have no sense of empathy. And then what happens is then that gives rise to compensation, which is all addictive behaviors. So we live in a society where addictions are all symptoms of this same brain injury in the brain. So I've seen people do this program that I recommend in my book and go over every single addiction in 3 to 5 days. They can go through that addiction without side effects at all. And a good diet has to be sustained in order to maintain the result. But this is like a miracle that people can go through giving up an addiction without withdrawal symptoms. If anybody's ever seen, you know, programs on the withdrawal symptoms of a heroin addict, for example, it's horrendous.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. It's horrible. And one of the treatments I talk about in my book was developed by Dr. Ravici. He had 2,000 people go off of heroin in 3 days without any side effect at all except tiredness. Now, the problem is, after many months, many of them came back to their addiction. That's because he didn't provide the ongoing nutritional support. That's what I talk about for parents. Just a simple breakfast formula, for example, that will help the brain sustain this optimal brain function. And, you know, it's, you know, people go, how can you say you can create such amazing results when I have thousands of people now? I gave a talk the other day, and there were 6,000 people in the audience. Most people have read my books. I stood for 5 hours citing books. People were talking about how the books had improved their relationships, you know, Men from Mars.
I've seen you out in public. They're all over the place with you.
But half the people in the line thanked me because of the nutritional supplements I recommended for themselves or their children had made such a difference in their lives. That's how rampant this is, how important this is that this is fundamental. It's the fabric of our society is shifting when you're looking at all of these, you know, children being born and children growing up being drugged. This is like here's the history. The Civil War occurred in the 1800s. There was huge stress and damage due to that, and people compensated by drinking alcohol. We became a nation of drunkards. We drank 3 times more than we drink today, and that was a way to, it's like a painkiller, the alcohol. But alcohol also inhibits glutathione function, but not as much as Tylenol. Now what then goes on is the 20th century, we shifted from alcohol to sugar consumption. High blood sugar levels at a certain point cause brain injury, and high insulin levels, which delivers the sugar to the brain, inhibits glutathione so the brain cannot heal from all that infection. Now we move into the 21st century, and we shift from sugar addiction to drug addiction. All these medicines for our brain, for our wellness, for our body. We're addicted to drugs in this society. The whole healthcare crisis is just addiction to medicine. These natural solutions have been around for thousands of years, and we just have to step off of the wheel of medicine and start finding our body's natural ability to heal itself. And it is happening. It's a massive crisis. When I experienced it firsthand with my younger sister with dementia, my older brother with Alzheimer's. You know, the amount of time and energy and caring that goes into this, it can all be avoided. People ask me, well, John, if you have these solutions, how come your sister and brother have it? Your family are always the last people to listen to you.
They sure are. So what do you see as the single biggest health issue facing people right now?
Well, this is it. It's brain injury. Once you start to realize that everything to do with brain injury gives rise to heart disease. See, when you have ADHD, what occurs is life's normal experiences after a while become flat and boring. And so now you seek out extra stimulation. That might be through sugar. That might be through Facebook. Facebook has been proven to overstimulate the brain with dopamine.
Or addictions, right?
Addictions. It's all forms of addictions. And addictions are all avoidance of the pain that's going on inside of us that comes from boredom and flatness. People are seeking to get out of that through extra stimulation. And by finding the foundation of healing the brain. And healing the brain can look like to experience immediate benefits within a week even. People notice, oh, my addictions are becoming less, my ability to enjoy the moment. Normal stimulation should provide maximum pleasure. When it doesn't, then we seek out excessive stimulation, which releases dopamine in the brain, the pleasure brain chemical. And when dopamine gets released in high amounts, it causes the down regulation of dopamine receptor sites. So now normal experiences are even more flat, more boring, so you have to seek out more stimulation. And that becomes an addictive situation. We become an addictive society seeking excess stimulation. And this is ripping the family unit to pieces, because
it sure
what's
is.
Occurring is the average length of a relationship for people under 35 years old in Korea, around the world, where people are having our Western diet and taking our Western medicines in America and in Australia and in Europe, the average length of relationships is 5 years.
That's it?
Yes, 5 years. Right now, there's twice as many single people in America than 10 years ago. Twice as many, 100% increase of people who are just not willing to be in a committed relationship. And what we have is, then you had that great man come on earlier about GMOs.
I encourage
everybody to go to his website, Genetic Roulette. I mean, this is what people have to know is GMOs in our food, they have an effect on the body to produce something called xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens are 100 times more powerful than naturally produced estrogens in the body. They throw off the balance of estrogen. It causes women to suppress their progesterone. Progesterone gets suppressed. That's the hormone that calms their brain. So women are overwhelmed. For men, the xenoestrogens from GMOs and other pesticides will suppress testosterone production. Another cause of brain injury is low testosterone production. With low testosterone production, your brain doesn't naturally release enough dopamine, which means life becomes flat and boring. You become grumpy and irritable and flexible. Now what you have to do is seek out addictive substances again to stimulate higher levels of dopamine, because your testosterone, healthy testosterone, is not stimulating the dopamine. So we have hormonal imbalance, which is a problem today.
And that's not good.
That causes, lack of libido for men. But just you lose that motivation, the energy, the youthfulness, the flexibility, the part of us that wants to still achieve goals and so forth. It's directly related to the low levels of testosterone. I was just reading yesterday, another article came out talking about the dangers of taking testosterone. This is another medical disaster, which is the dangers of taking testosterone.
You don't know what to do. They contradict each other, don't they?
Say that again?
All these studies contradict each other.
When you look at testosterone, low testosterone is the number one risk factor for heart disease, okay, low testosterone. But you don't think – so people go, okay, so the answer is to take testosterone. No, all studies show that taking testosterone is not good for you. Taking testosterone is a steroid, the same thing you don't want to give to athletes. Steroids cause the breakdown of the body over time, a painful life later on. What they found is a 30% of the people who in 3 years who were taking testosterone steroids, that's testosterone creams, had heart disease.
Oh.
I mean, this is like shocking. This is what I've been telling people. We know this since 1940. When you take a steroid hormone, your testicles for men stop making testosterone. You're injuring your body. There's such basic natural solutions. I've talked about on the show before, the herb, Tongkat Ali, will help your body make 400 times more testosterone. Now do that along with some of these other things, which are good for ADHD, and suddenly you don't have those addictive cravings. Your testosterone levels start to level out, and you feel like a young, healthy man again.
What you're saying is go natural as much as you can.
That's right. And occasionally I recommend herbs. Herbs is still natural. And just because something's natural, by the way, doesn't mean it's good for you.
That's true.
There's poisons that are natural. But there are things that have been used for thousands of years to combat certain conditions, like Tongkat Ali, an herb from Bangkok. The more sex happens there than anywhere else on the planet.
Well, you also have to be careful from who you get it from, John.
That's exactly right. 90% of the products that people see, libido products online,
junk.
They have Viagra in them. They have Cialis in it. and the Chinese that come from overseas, and the FDA keeps busting them over.
Unbelievable.
And over.
John, hold on for a sec. We're going to hit this break in a moment. I want to come back. I want you at the top of the hour to tell us all where we can get your new work, because I understand it's also in a Kindle fashion as well. And we'll take your phone calls, questions, you name it. We've got it in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Dr. John Gray.